The boxers are in the ring. The bell is ready to be rung, and the bout is about to begin. It's Wednesday night action on the hardwood as the Ubbly Bearcats are hosting the Cassidy Redhawks. Good evening and welcome to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me, as always, is the one and only Coach John Mooney.
Clark, taking from your boxing analogy, we have two middleweights tonight that can really do damage against the heavyweights, and they've proven it. The question is, what do they do with each other? We're going to find out, and I'm glad to be here to watch it.
Last night, we saw a high-flying Owen Gage squad survive a pesky Kaysville team, and tonight it's round two with Cassidy at Ubbly. Both teams are looking to get momentum on their side before the MHSAA tournament.
Both teams seem to be, floating like butterflies, but they each have a bee sting, I'll tell you that. Ubbly knocked off USA on this floor, and the Redhawks, they caught Reese napping in the fourth quarter at Cassidy. So both are really good teams, and they're going to be testing each other tonight before the MHSAA tournament.
It's a crossover game in the Greater Thumb Conference, and we are live from the Ubbly Fieldhouse as you're listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops. The WLEW Sports Network, live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com and Sports Radio 102.1. It's Cassidy at Ubbly right now.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star package.
Remember, trucks are what we do, and your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well, like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month, or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibuya!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at sign.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cassidy store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cassidy store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cassidy location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cassidy, proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cassidy Redhawks tonight and in the March District playoff.
They're kicking up the sawdust right now at Cassidy Do It Best Hardware. They've got a huge selection of Johns Red and EFCO chainsaws on hand right now, making upgrading your cutting power easy. There's a saw for any job, and they've definitely got the saw for you. Also, right now with the purchase of any chainsaw, you can purchase the Woodcutter's Kit, which includes a carrying case, six-pack of EFCO two-cycle oil, and plenty of safety equipment for only $99.99. That's $30 in savings. Stop in today to Cassidy Do It Best Hardware. Call 989-872-2188 for more info or visit them on the web at casscity.doitbest.com.
Tonight's game broadcast of the WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, Cass City Hardware, Reggie Ignash of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's Insurance Company, Curtis Chrysler, DS Services of Cass City, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Ubley Motor Service, and Special Scents. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or redistribution on the internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the WLEW Sports Network, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight, live from Ubley, Michigan. And February 17th marks the 78th night of basketball action in the Thumb of Michigan, which means the regular season is 85% in the books. Tonight marks our ninth broadcast of the season with 12 teams covered, not to mention our off-night scouting games. We've journeyed over 500 miles through the Thumb countryside so far, and we were just discussing how we've covered some great action each and every game this season.
You know, what I find interesting, though, is that no matter who we cover, they are never the same team that we scout.
That's for certain. Two of the teams that have been on the receiving end of some tough breaks are in front of us tonight, Ubley and Cass City. Both teams are sub 500 for the season, with combined 18 losses between the two of them. Having said that, though, both Ubley and Cass City have the ability and capability to cause some upsets in March.
Cass City's loss of Mason Erla, that put them right behind the eight ball, right out of the gate. They're still searching for consistency, I'm sure. Now, Ubley, they've improved as the season progressed, but it's been small increments of improvement.
Cass City, just as of recent, has gotten things going a bit, putting an end to a four-game skid, and have strung together two wins in a row entering tonight. For Ubley, they're looking to put a halt to their current five-game losing streak.
Well, that five-game skid is incentive for the Bearcats to reverse their fortunes. Tonight, Cass City, I think they've got the talent, okay, to be considered a dark horse during districts, but we're going to see what happens tonight on the Bearcat floor.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, you will not want to miss this Sunday's episode of The Baseline. You can catch Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul B. Adams discussing an action-packed week of basketball action. It's called The Baseline and airs every Sunday at 7 p.m. and runs through the remainder of the basketball season on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com.
You know, we're going to be closer in determining league positions, but there's still some speculation out there on who is going to be receiving league hardware. Hey, join us.
Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, your Hardwood home for high school hoops. Cass City on the road at Ubley on your home for Hardwood hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
As you know, things can be tough out there, but by having a local Farm Bureau insurance agent makes it easier. Hi, this is Reggie Ignash, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in downtown Cass City. As Michigan's largest farm insurer, we're proud to serve the local community, proud to protect your busy lifestyle. If you're a proud local farmer, we're the company for people like you. Nobody cares as much about protecting you, your farm, and your family as we do. So give me a call at the Reggie Ignash Agency in Cass City today at 989-872-4432. 989-872-4432. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City, their flowers say I love you. They say I'm sorry. They say I'll miss you. They say I do. For any reason or any event, Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City has everything you're looking for. From weddings and funerals or everyday arrangements to say I love you or I care. They can make any arrangement that you need and have a wide variety of plant arrangements and unique gift ideas. Local delivery or pickup available at Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City, conveniently located downtown. Call 989-872-3434 and place your order today.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm